I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials have said the Islamic State terrorist group Afghan affiliate was behind Friday's attack in Russia that killed 137 people. But Kremlin officials, including President Vladimir Putin, are accusing Ukraine of involvement. VOA's Arash Arabasadi brings us more.
Putin addressed the nation and, without evidence, said the attackers were moving towards Ukraine and that a passage was prepared for them on the Ukrainian side to cross the border. It is a claim refuted by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who spoke with ABC News as carried on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter.
No, there is no whatsoever any evidence. And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces invading his country could have stopped such a deadly attack if not preoccupied by war. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Poland has demanded an explanation from Russia after one of its missiles strayed briefly into Polish airspace during a major missile attack on Ukraine. The incident on Sunday prompted the NATO member to activate F-16 fighter jets. It was Russia's third big missile attack on Ukraine in the past 4 days. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Sunday the only effective and efficient way to deliver heavy goods to meet Gaza's humanitarian needs is by road and includes an exponential increase in commercial deliveries.
Palestinians in Gaza desperately need what has been promised, a flood of aid. Not trickles, not drops. Some progress has been made, but much more needs to be done.
Guterres traveled to Egypt's border on Gaza with Gaza on Saturday, demanding more aid. This is VOA News. Senegalese voters cast ballots on Sunday after outgoing President Macky Sall's attempt to delay the elections plunged the country into months of political crisis. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariam Ajalo is in Dakar and has this report.
It's a day many have been waiting for, including Jules Roland Pascal Diatta. He says, I like my candidate because he has a solid and well-defined program that I think could save Senegal. He says he voted for the coalition led by Bassirou Diomaye Faye. Faye, a former tax inspector, is backed by Ousmane Sonko, who was seen as the key challenger to outgoing President Macky Sall. Sonko was barred from running in this year's elections over a previous defamation conviction. Both Faye and Sonko were recently released from prison. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
Officials in Nigeria say 137 of nearly 300 school children have been released more than 2 weeks after they were seized in the northwestern state of Kaduna and marched into the forest. An earlier statement from the government Sunday suggested all the students had been freed. At least 1,400 students have been kidnapped from Nigerian schools since 2014, when Boko Haram militants kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls. Pope Francis skipped his Palm Sunday homily at the start of a busy Holy Week that will test his health. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A line of faithful and clergy walked in procession towards the central stage, carrying olive branches and palm fronds. Francis later blessed the foliage at the altar instead of marching with them around the central obelisk in the piazza. Although he didn't give the homily speech as expected in the middle of the service, he did deliver some remarks at the end of the Mass. He offered prayers to the families of those killed in what he called an inhuman attack at a suburban Moscow concert hall. Palm Sunday kicks off a busy week for the Pope, leading up to Easter Sunday when the faithful commemorate the resurrection of Christ. I'm Karen Chamas.
Kate, Britain's Princess of Wales, and her husband, Prince William, are said to be extremely moved by the public's warmth and support following her shocking cancer announcement. After weeks of frenzied speculation on social media about her health, Kate said in a candid video message on Friday she's undergoing chemotherapy for cancer following major abdominal surgery. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.